I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie
on Alice.
I'm going to find that Ellen audio from a couple of days ago that you played.
Yeah.
Did you see where she's catching heat again?
I did.
Is that ridiculous or what?
Everybody has an opinion. It's like having a, as my dad said, a hole.
Well, you know.
Everybody has one.
I got you. I know exactly what Bob would think. Because he and I think a lot alike, I guess. Yesterday, if you're not familiar with the story, Ellen DeGeneres was at a football game. She was at the Dallas Cowboys, was it?
Correct.
Dallas Cowboys game. She was in one of the suites, and next to her, sitting literally right next to her, sharing a laugh, is the former president, George Bush. Okay? And she posted a picture of that. It went viral, and people were complaining. People thought that, you know, with her liberal stance in the world and him being a Republican president at one time, that she should not even be anywhere near this guy. You know, it's just disgusting, right? Well, then Ellen comes back on her show earlier this week.
Some people called her a hypocrite, even.
Yeah, they went off on her. Mm-hmm. Okay? Which, you know, and today I kind of understand initially why that happened. Okay, I get that part. But then Ellen comes back with an explanation that was absolutely 100% on target.
I loved it. Remember, I was jumping up and down. I was like, this is beautiful. This is what we all need to hear.
It gave me a whole different respect for Ellen DeGeneres, okay? Because she laid down the law. Basically, look, we are only people. We may have differences, but that doesn't mean...
Why don't you let her talk?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right, I found it here. All right. Listen, how in the hell can you disagree with this?
But during the game, they showed a shot of George and me laughing together. And so people were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? Didn't even notice I'm holding the brand new iPhone 11. And but a lot of people were mad, and they did what people do when they're mad. They tweet. And but here's one tweet that I loved. This person says, Ellen and George Bush together makes me have faith in America again. And exactly. Here's the thing. I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. For instance, I wish people wouldn't wear fur. I don't like it, but I'm friends with people who wear fur. And I'm friends with people who are furry, as a matter of fact. I have friends who should tweeze more. And I have... But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter.
Boom.
Yeah, I thought it was done so well.
How can you argue with that?
Well, a lot of people were calling her a hypocrite because I guess she's done jokes about Trump and she's done jokes about and slammed the first lady. And so it's like, how can you come back and say, let's all be, you know, good to each other when you say really negative things about Trump?
But they're jokes. You're a comedian. You're a comedian. You're open to, you know, using criticism or whatever in your joke routine, whatever routine you have. Nobody takes that seriously. It's just like, it's all the little barbs that she throws in there with the iPhone and different things. Those are little punchlines, little one-liners, and they're funny. Really funny. And the stuff that she does about Trump or whomever, it's funny.
Right, but I guess she has tweeted some negative things that weren't funny. She did some political stuff a while back, so that's why but look, okay, so what? She had her, but that's what she's saying, is she did have her opinion. She does have her opinion, but it doesn't mean that she can't, you know, still say, hey, look, I don't like you. I don't like what you're doing, but I still like you, you know.
I've never heard an explanation any better done than what she did.
Yeah, but now Susan Sarandon's mad.
Yeah, and then that guy from what, the Endgame, the Avengers,
yeah,
he's all upset. You got like 10 people, 12 people yesterday that went on record calling her names, and they're basically never going to watch her show again. It's like, wow.
I thought it was perfect, didn't you?
I thought she nailed it.
I know everybody was happy about it. And I think that's the funny part. All of us agreed that we were all happy about it. Oh, it's so perfect. It's so perfect. And then everybody started coming out against her. And you're like, wait. Should I change my opinion now? Wait, what happened?
Yeah.
You know, everybody starts getting in your head. It's so crazy.
You're always going to have haters no matter what.
Well, yes, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it falls in that category. I think it's just, there are certain people out there that are so upset over a political stance that they cannot even be rational. It's not about, I don't think it's about having a hater. I think it's more like just people are just outraged.
Well, everybody's so split right now. I mean, it's so up in they can't even find a silver lining. They won't even when, because this cracked me up. You know how I feel about Trump. Yeah. I think that they're, okay, listen. All right, you know. Sometimes I think the dude is a little shady. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, he's a wacky, crazy dude.
And
no doubt
I also
about it.
Think Hillary's a little shady. So yeah. I'm like Switzerland in this, right?
Right.
But there was some really great, I thought that Trump signing that autism, bill was amazing. And especially for my friends that have children that have autism. I was so happy about that. But sure enough, people can't even see the good in that. They refuse because they're so mad.
I don't think that I have. Now, most people probably can't say this. I don't have one person in my life that person and myself are more distant today because of politics. It just doesn't exist for me because I don't look at it like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
do you have anybody that you have been friends with over the years and now you're not even friends anymore?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, my cousin. Mm-hmm. I just blocked her. I didn't block her.
But it's not because of you. It's because she's so strongly, right?
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, she wears that vagina on her head.
It's not called. It's a pee hat. It's the pee hat.
Right.
Pee hat.
Sorry. I thought she was wearing. No?
We'll take a break.
Isn't that what it
I think we've said enough.
I thought that's what it represented.
I think we've said enough, okay? We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Yeah, stick around. It's going to snow today.
But during the game, they showed a shot of George and me laughing together. And so people were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? Didn't even notice I'm holding the brand new iPhone 11. And but a lot of people were mad, and they did what people do when they're mad. They tweet. But here's one tweet that I loved. This person says, Ellen and George Bush together makes me have faith in America again. And thing. I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. For instance, I wish people wouldn't wear fur.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.